This is Senator Al Davis reporting from Lincoln. Each and every day, I treasure the unicameral experience more and more. Nebraska's unique nonpartisan one-house legislature is truly a governmental system superior to all others. Today's lesson on unicameral greatness centers around the repeal of the death penalty. As most of you already know, the unicameral was the brainchild of George W. Norris, whose claim to fame was as the father of the Tennessee Valley Authority and the Nebraska model of government. Norris represented Nebraska in Washington for many years and was disgusted with the corruption there. A deep thinker, Norris constructed a governmental model which he hoped would be free of the corruption caused by the undue influence of unelected but powerful men who dominated the party system which ran Washington then and still does today. The Norris vision was sold to Nebraska voters in the 1930s as a constitutional amendment. It eliminated the second house and required candidates to run for office as unaffiliated voters. Yesterday, the legislature advanced LB 268, which eliminates the death penalty in Nebraska. Although Republicans control over 75% of the seats in the unicameral, and the party leadership clearly supports retention of the death penalty, 17 senators, including myself, cast ballots to advance LB 268. There were more Republican votes than Democrats moving to advance the bill. My own opposition to the death penalty is based on my pro-life convictions, but also on research I have done which reveals a disturbing number of false confessions, planted evidence, or mistaken eyewitness testimony which has led to imposition of the death penalty. Some data indicates that perhaps 5% of death row residents nationally are innocent. I do not believe the state should ever risk murdering an innocent person. Those supporting retention of the death penalty argue that the men on Nebraska's death row are guilty of their crimes. I don't dispute that, but Nebraska has incarcerated men and women before based on false confessions. The state is now negotiating restitution with attorneys for the Beatrice Six, who spent 20 years in prison for a murder they did not commit. A Murdoch, Nebraska double murder several years ago included false confessions and planted evidence placed by a former crime investigator from Douglas County. Please don't accuse any of us of being soft on crime. Nebraska did not elect 30 senators who are soft on crime. Nebraska elected 30 senators who have thought long and hard about the issue. They include two former Air Force colonels, attorneys, bankers, physicians, and others. We believe life in prison is a far better alternative for the guilty. So how does this discussion relate to the unicameral? As a rural senator, I believe that rural interests would be overrun and ignored by a party structure heavily centered in metropolitan Omaha. The independence of Nebraska senators permits us to negotiate across party lines and within our own party on a diverse group of issues. We call it the Nebraska way, and I am thankful for Norris's vision.